Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Getting ready to take on spring? Make your first move with the reliable performance and power of Steel battery tools. From hedge trimmers and mowers to string trimmers and more, right now you can save $50 on select battery tool sets. Real Steel. Offer valid on select AK system sets through June 16, 2024. See participating retailer for details.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre.
What's up, party people? It's me, Jason McIntyre, Straight Fire for Friday, July 23rd. It was a good night in the McIntyre household. I'm sure you guys... Listen, I always mention Instagram. Yes, I'm trying to bolster my following. It was a good night for the McIntyres. My son hit a big three-pointer in the fourth quarter, and our team in summer league basketball prevailed in overtime. Just a thrilling game. We played some of his buddies, and it was just a good game. And like, it's nice. I had to miss the second half because I had my first round tennis matchup. Your boy won the first set 6-4, and I gutted out the second set 7-6. So I know you don't want to hear about this, and you want me to get to the interview with RJ Young, who's great. He just started Fox Sports about a year ago. He had a huge YouTube following, and Fox hired him, and he knows college football as well as anybody. We'll get to Texas-Oklahoma in a minute, okay? Let me just prattle on about tennis for a minute, can I, please? You know, we go out to warm up. The guy's super nice, and he says he plays in a league, and I'm like, oh, geez, this guy must play all the time. But here's the best part. As soon as we go to warm up, he takes his first swing, and I notice he's a lefty. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I've been playing, you guys, I've been talking about it for months. I haven't played one lefty. I don't know anybody lefty who plays tennis. That's my level. And I'm just like, he has like this wacky swing and the wind up. It just looked funky to me, and I was totally thrown off. Nevertheless, I didn't want to beat myself. I won the first set 6-4, and I led 4-1 in the second set. My family showed up late first set, and like I won like five of the next six games. And I'm rolling. And at that point, I start to think, okay, who's that guy talking? He's been watching. He's talking to my wife and kids. He's been watching us for the whole match. I bet he's scouting. He looks a little familiar. And I start thinking about, okay, tonight I'm going to, my hammy's feeling a little tight. I'm going to ice that up. And then do I have time to get in another FIFA game? And, oh, I got to prep for Cowherd's show on Friday. And I'm thinking about all this stuff, and I lose focus, up 4-1. And he takes the lead 5-4. I was just unraveling. And then I said, all right, I got to buckle down. I don't want this to go to a third set because it would be interminable. I locked it down in 1-7-6, but tennis is fun. My wife's big takeaway watching was, man, you were running around a lot. was like, yeah, I'm just keeping it in and I'll let him make the mistakes. And ultimately that's what happened. When you're just playing for fun, yeah, you're smashing the ball around and going for winners. But when it's tourney time, I don't want to make mistakes. Now, I'm not playing to not lose. I'm just playing it a little safer so I don't beat myself. At any rate, before we get to our guest, RJ Young, I just have to say, guys, did you see this COVID news? And this is a tough topic. I don't want to spend much time on it because, I don't know, it feels like a polarizing topic. You know how, like, with first dates, you're not supposed to start talking about exes. You're not supposed to talk about religion. And I believe the third one is politics. Those are the three no-fly zones on a first date. Avoid those. And I feel like, you know, I got the vaccine a couple months ago. Everybody I know except one person has gotten the vaccine. We want this to be over with. We want to go back to normalcy. And it's just so weird. I haven't really thought about COVID. I don't know anybody who's gotten it since I got the vaccine. Now, I know that does happen, but I personally don't know anyone. I don't know anybody personally who was hospitalized, like friends of friends, but I don't know them. And so the NFL announces that it will have to, teams will have to declare a forfeit for a postponed game if it's postponed because of COVID and there's an outbreak among unvaccinated players of a team. And here's the kicker. If the game is forfeited, players on both teams would lose their game checks. So now you're getting them in the pocket. And remember, the NFL stands for not for long. Okay? You're in the league 1 minute, you're done the next. I mean, Todd Gurley was a superstar MVP candidate like 3 years ago, maybe. He's barely in the league now due to injuries. Like the league, you don't last that long. You don't want to be forfeiting game paychecks just because of the vaccine. But, and again, I don't feel that comfortable talking in depth about this because I didn't ask the guy if I could mention it on the pod. The one person I know who isn't vaccinated is African-American. And he and I talked about it, and you know, it seems to me like it's a cultural thing on his side. And you know, again, I'm not going into his family history, I'm not gonna say his name, but I mean, the way he laid it out, like, I'm not gonna argue with him, like, that's your prerogative. I get it. That being said, NFL players such as DeAndre Hopkins, Leonard Fournette all jumped on social media and started to push back. And there was another player, but I can't find his name, but he tweeted about the NFLPA, and he's all upset. By the way, Jalen Ramsey has chimed in. Ezekiel Elliott said he got the vaccination, but he said it should not be forced on others. DeAndre Hopkins was the big one. He put out, never thought I would say this, but being in a position to hurt my team because I didn't want to partake in the vaccine is making me question my future in the NFL. Then he deleted that. I'm assuming he heard from some people that matter, like maybe his agent, his family, maybe his doctor. I don't know. And he wrote a new tweet that was just freedom. And then he said, by the way, I got about 9 more years left in me. Everybody have a good day. Like, relax. I'm not going anywhere. I want to make this easy and just say, you know, get the vaccine. It's not that hard. If you get the vaccine and then you get it and you can't play, you're not going to have to forfeit checks, at least according to the way that it was worded, the outbreak among unvaccinated players. Listen, I know that there's personal, this is a much bigger discussion to be had about personal freedoms. I just hope the people who are saying personal freedoms, whatever your thoughts are on the vaccine, I hope you are also in lockstep with other topics that are personal freedoms, like abortion. Because you can't say, well, personal freedom on one and not on the other. You know, it doesn't work like that. And this is a tricky, I personally, I think it's easy. I get the vaccine, done, no problem, no questions asked. Went to my doctor, they explained it to me. I trust my doctor. I trust the scientists. I know other people don't, that's fine, I get it. It's tricky. But if the NFL wants to clear this up, because there's been people outspoken, Cole Beasley, I'm not getting that shit, you know, they're going to have to get the best and brightest doctors they can and not do it over Zoom or an impersonal 500 people sitting in a room and the doctor explaining. That's not going to cut it. This needs to be, hey, DeAndre Hopkins, one of Anthony Fauci's lieutenants is willing to answer any question you have about the vaccine. Any question. Anyone. Ask whatever you want. Whatever your reasons are, we will tell you what the science says. And that I think that's what needs to be done. Now, it's still not going to be open and shut, and I'm sure there's going to be some people opting out, and that's fine. But football is a team sport. You want to be a team player? Like, if you're, you know, the 60th guy trying to make the roster, and it's like, I'm going to stand up for my principles and not get vaccinated, do you think you're making the roster? You know? I don't know. Now, DeAndre Hopkins, obviously not the 60th guy. He's, you know, probably one of the best receivers in the league for the last 5 years. If not number one, it gets tricky. But at any rate, I'm sure we'll have much more on this topic next week. But without further ado, let's get to my main man, RJ Young. He hosts the number one ranked show. That's the name of his podcast. He's a big YouTube guy. He's from Oklahoma, so I think he's going to chime in just a little bit on Texas and Oklahoma potentially going to the SEC. Here's RJ Young.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort. Performance tires for sporty handling. All-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Hankook tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office, install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Hankook test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Jason likes to think he knows everything when it comes to sports.
I know what sports fans want.
But for everything he doesn't, he knows a guy who does.
Let's just say I know a guy who knows a guy who knows another guy.
All right, let's welcome into Straight Fire a guy I've gotten to know because he joined Fox Sports, I don't know, a year ago, year and a half ago. And we recently had dinner out here in LA, the Fox Sports team. He covers college football as well as anybody. He's currently at Big Ten Media Day. And you can't see this on Zoom, but he's wearing a Friday Night Lights jersey. Vintage stuff, RJ Young. What's up, my man?
I appreciate you, J-Mac. You doing okay?
Yeah, I'm excellent. I can't complain. But as an Oklahoma native, I should ask, how are you doing?
Fine. I enjoy it being July. I enjoy this being a conversation. I enjoy how this news is broken, who it was broken by, and what it implies.
Right? Oh, okay. Okay. So instantly, right out of the gate, RJ bringing some level upness to the pod. So the big news, obviously, I'm sure you guys heard, Texas, Oklahoma rumored to be going to the SEC. You know, usually when you get this news, RJ, it's from a huge newsbreaker that everybody knows. My first question was, Houston Chronicle? What the hell? What is this, a test balloon? So we got RJ Young on the show, hosted the number one ranked show, great podcast, video version. RJ, hit me with your immediate thoughts when you heard the news.
Doesn't make any sense. It's premature. It's July 2021. All those things hit me, and then I took a look at the source, and I mean that literally, right, comes from Houston Chronicle beat writer Brent Werman, who covers Texas A&M for a living. Right. Yeah, you see the light bulb goes off to J-Mac. It's like, okay.
Covers Texas A&M. So let me guess before you give the correct answer. Texas A&M caught wind that Texas and Oklahoma were sniffing around Texas A&M, which is SEC territory, and they got ticked off.
Well, the read that I would draw that compare or that conclusion is actually coming from Ross Bjork, who was asked about it and said out loud, "We want to be the only Texas team in the SEC," and that was enough for me, right? So the other part about this that I find is interesting is you can sniff if you want to, but what we know to be true is they haven't been extended an invitation.
Right.
So like, there's so much that has to happen. And I don't think that anybody wanted to talk about this out loud because there was nothing to talk about out loud. You know, if you'll remember the last time we had this, we didn't know it was happening until the day it was done. Right now, when you take a look at the landscape here and you've come to find out, A, Greg Sankey's not here to talk about OU or Texas, here to talk about 2021 season. And OU and Texas have both publicly said, we don't have a comment on this situation. All right, cool. So you don't have a comment on what was broken, but you're also not saying this is untrue.
Right. What about during media days for this to break? I mean, the spotlight is on college football this week and kind of last week and next week. The timing is a little curious. If I were a bit of a conspiracy theorist, I would say, interesting timing to drop this one.
Oh, yeah. I mean, if memory serves, that report dropped right before Jimbo Fisher stepped to the podium. So you know, it's just there's a lot of occurrences happening here, and I'm not inclined to believe they're coincidence.
Yeah,
I'm with you on the timing, and this is obviously going to be the most newsy part of July that we're in. But again, J-Man, if we're playing football, nobody cares. It's July, and I keep stressing that. And then, how would this affect the college football playoff, even with expansion of 12 teams? So allow me to fill in this detail. If we get the expansion model as planned, right, which still has to go through its study and then they have to vote on it in September, but as planned, you have 12 teams, the four highest ranked conference champions get in, right? They get the bye. Then those other eight teams are seeded and they'll play their second round, quarterfinal, whatnot.
Yeah.
If you have a 16-team league, call it the SEC if you want to, and you know that they're good, and we've already seen two SEC teams not only make the playoff, but play for a national title.
Yeah.
If you're the SEC, A, you're going to go, hey, we should have way more than two teams, even if we only have one conference champion. And two, the rest of the college football is going to look around going, there's no way we're going to let you have half your league get into this playoff, because that would be on the table.
So if 12 teams make the playoff, there's no way SEC can get six in there. No way. But four is reasonable.
Well, as it's currently set up, I don't see how that would happen, right? Because you're going to have let's say you have an undefeated West champ. You have an undefeated East champ. They play. One of them's going to take an L. Somebody else is taking at least two along the way.
Yeah.
I don't see a two-loss team getting in that spot because you're going to have to see the highest-ranked group of five champion, right? So where I think you're going to get into a pickle is you're going to look up and you're going to see undefeated Central Florida. You're going to see, and you're going to see undefeated North Texas. And you're going to tell us with a straight face that you're going to put in a 9-3 SEC West Division runner-up. We will riot.
Do you really think that they would put a North Texas in over, let's just say, Florida, was the SEC division runner-up? Are they putting North Texas in over Florida?
And see, this is the reason why I don't really like the idea of human beings in a boardroom in suits telling me who they think the best teams are and then ranking them, right? Because I want to live in a world that is not unlike the one Mike Leach wants to live in, right? So I'm for a 16-team playoff. We talked about this. He said out loud that I want a 64-team playoff. And you know what? He's got something like a point with 130 teams, shorten your regular seasons. And I'm not here for the poppycock that the regular season matters because, of course, hey, J-Mac, you're watching Alabama beat up on Western Carolina, right?
Yeah. Okay. Definitely. 100%. Right. 66-3. I'm watching all of it.
So knowing all of that is in play, I want to see an undefeated team lose. I don't want to see an undefeated team continue to do what Central Florida did, which is claim a national championship. Like, I'm the person saying that's 2017 national champ. Nobody beat them. Well, we know that Alabama would beat the brakes off them, but they didn't because you didn't give them a chance to get the brakes beaten off of them. Now, just because we think it's going to happen doesn't mean it's going to happen. And I'll say this part. I'm a group of five team. Okay? I started a YouTube channel 4 years ago in September.
Yes.
I'm talking to you, right? All I'm asking for is a shot. And that's what I want for these kids.
See, I agree. I largely agree with that. And let me ask you, since you mentioned regular season mattering. So I'm looking at my breakdowns here, and Georgia opens with Clemson. Mm. Everybody's like, oh, it's such a huge game. RJ, does this game mean anything? Because all I'm reading is, well, Georgia can lose that game, run the table in the water in a weak schedule, and still get into the playoff, a 14 playoff. And pretty much the same with Clemson, right? You know, they're going to win the ACC championship. They're going to steamroll. So does that game even matter? Georgia Clemson, as good as it is on paper?
Yeah, I'd say it does this year. And I'd say it does this year because we learned with Clemson last year that you can lose to Notre Dame, still win the ACC championship, get into the playoff, right? Georgia loses this game. They play in the SEC championship. They win that game. They're getting into the playoff because we all value the SEC and we value Clemson for that matter. Clemson loses that game. They were on the table undefeated. Then you got to take a look around. What did the Pac-12 do? What did the Big 12 do? Right? And now those things are going to matter. Now, this is me saying if it goes chalk and we say best SEC team, best Big Ten team is undefeated, best Pac-12 team is undefeated, best – yeah, if they're all undefeated.
Oklahoma. You could say Oklahoma. Yeah. Well, okay. Trust me.
Look, I picked them.
They're loaded.
Win.
Come
but
on.
I picked them to win a national championship, right?
But
But
that's a good bet.
Right. But my problem with all of this is, should it matter? Should it matter? Because I don't think that it should. I think that I would love to see more Georgia-Clemson matchups that don't affect you if you lose the game, because that's what's good for the sport. That's good for you and I.
I agree. Yeah. I'm with you on that. Okay, so let's just say you get your wish and you get 12 or did you say you wanted 16?
I want 16.
Or are you good with 12?
I want 16.
So what's with the 16 over 12? What's the logic there?
So we have 10 conferences in FBS football. So make sure that your 10 conference champions automatically qualify. There's the value of your regular season, okay? Your regular season league play matters. So you know that if you win this, you're going to get into the tournament, which gives hope to our Conference USA, Mountain West, back when we had a WAC, right? Sun Belt, and on down the line. And then you have your 6 at large bids, and you can have your committee go select those if that's what you want to do. But that also leaves room for the BYUs and Notre Dames of the world who won't play for conference championships, but also incentivizes them joining a conference because I don't necessarily like that these independents get to operate like independents and still get to play in this playoff because we're all handcuffed.
Now, are you speaking about Notre Dame?
I'm speaking about Notre Dame and BYU for that matter.
BYU fair.
Right. Or Liberty, for, you know, like people want to tell me about Liberty. And I'm going, nah.
The quarterback's getting some hype. RJ people seem to love him.
He can throw a football over the mountains, but drop Liberty in the ACC. What happens?
Yeah, what are they, 2-9? It's not good.
I got him at 500. I got him at 500.
Oh, wow, yeah, that's ambitious.
I got him at 500. I think you're talking about them versus Syracuse, right?
Let me ask you this, though. As a guy who grew up rooting Oklahoma, longtime Sooners fan, I'm assuming you're an Oklahoma fan. You know, is the pressure going to get to them this year? You know, it's Lincoln Riley. It's Spencer Rattler, who could be the number one pick. Like, there is going to be pressure on Oklahoma this year, right?
100%. And I've said for 2 years, this is the team to win it if you're going to win it. You're loaded for bear. You got better through the transfer portal. Riley is at the peak of his powers offensively. And the defense is not only not a liability anymore, They're one of the best defenses in the country, right? They're a top 25 defense. And with this offense that's going to put up 45 a game, that ought to be enough. Now, the problem they're going to run into, I think, is the one that the Suns run into with the Milwaukee Bucks. You've got a bunch of dudes that haven't been here for 2 years, right? And you got a bunch of guys that have never won a college football playoff game. So, A, let's say you win that game. You haven't played for a national championship. You're going to have to overcome that part of your mentality to go on and beat up on what I think is probably going to be a Georgia, right? Who's played in this game, who was ahead in this game, and also ran into what the Suns ran into. Are we supposed to win this? Are we supposed to win? Oh, crap, we're supposed to win. And then you figure out, hey, I'm flying too close to the sun. And we know how that ended for Icarus. So I look at Oklahoma and that seems very much the same thing. So we won't know anything about them, honestly, until they make the playoff.
Better pro prospect in your mind, Spencer Rattler or Baker Mayfield when he was at Oklahoma?
Ooh-wee. It's a very interesting question. Spencer's got more talent, right? More natural God-given talent. I mean, he flips his wrist, the ball goes 70 yards. I've never seen a high school player with that sort of arm talent, right? And I'm including Mahomes in there because I didn't see it at White House. I saw it when he got to Texas Tech, but I didn't see it at White House.
Yeah.
I saw it with this kid when he was 16 years old. I'll say that there has not been another talisman figure like Baker Mayfield. And today, I like Baker a little bit more than I like Spencer, but I also know that Baker took Oklahoma to a college football playoff.
He did.
Right? Spencer's yet to do that.
Sure. Oof. Yeah. We won't revisit that Georgia game, which was one of the best college football games of the last decade. That game was incredible.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
You put it off long enough, it's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Kumho tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you. Or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or office and install them on site. Doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/Colin to see their Kumho test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all their current special offers. Great tires, great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Colin. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com.
And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
I want to quickly pivot to Texas. I have a bunch of Longhorn buddies out here in California, and they, for the last like 5 years, have just been like, we're just spinning our wheels. Everything coach they get, they think is the man. What the hell is the state of Texas football right now?
The fans are overreaching, but you could also see where they're coming from. So what it is for Sark right now, the challenge for Sark in his program is to develop these high-value blue-chip recruits that they get every year into first-round draft picks. Like, I continue to say this. Texas hasn't had a first-round draft pick since 2015. That can't happen. God. Right. No. And you know what? Most people can't even tell you who that person is because he's Malcolm Brown and he's drafted 32nd overall. Right? You don't
Running back?
Defensive tackle.
Or safety?
Defensive tackle.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Jeez, yeah. Oh, that's a bad one.
Well, and then
2015?
Right. And you're heading into year 7, right? So unless Bijan Robinson is not eligible for another year, and he's your best player. So it's not likely to happen this year unless one of those kids on defense pops or Joshua Moore turns out to be that great, but it's about quarterback play. So what is Texas? Texas is a developmental project. And it's been a developmental project for 11 years. Okay.
Oh, gosh. Well, you have to admit, as an Oklahoma fan, you do love saying this about Texas.
To some degree. But I make this argument here at Big Ten Media Days with Michigan fans and Ohio State fans. Ohio State, you need Michigan to be good. Like, them not winning this game in the better part of 10 years has hurt you. Now, I understand everybody wants to win every game. But Michigan is an example of how strong your conference is. So in 2018, when we're talking about who gets in, Oklahoma or Ohio State, and Ohio State gets run over by a freight train called Iowa, 55-28, I believe, is the score.
Yeah.
You pick Oklahoma because you have more faith in what Texas was doing as opposed to what Michigan was doing. Does that make
sense?
Which
program is in worse shape? Yeah, right now, Michigan or Texas?
Ooh, it's an interesting question. And I would say it's closer to Texas because the one thing that Jim Harbaugh does very well is develop his players. He puts players in the league. He puts them in the league in the first round. The only blemish on his record is he hasn't beaten Ohio State. Right now, does beating Ohio State fix everything? No, but it's
It fixes a lot. It fixes a lot.
We talk about him differently. We talk about him differently. Texas hasn't won the Big 12 in what? I think we're going on 13 years. Yeah.
Was it Colt McCoy? Maybe.
I think he was the last guy to do it.
Oh, my gosh. All right, name, image, likeness. I don't know, RJ. I heard Lane Kiffin say Bryce Young is getting close to $1 million. I don't know where he pulled that figure. I've been Googling to try to find the article. RJ, is this sourced at all, or are people just tossing out numbers? What do you think of that? I mean, that incoming freshman, $1 million.
So, redshirt freshman. So he's been there.
Redshirt freshman.
Right, and you know, I could do the math on this and say that I think this money is stretched if it gets that high, but I hit a source about that, just doing a little bit of reporting, and the person rolled his eyes at me and he's like, hey, stop putting my kid's business in the street. Right. And I get all of that. I get that. But here's the thing. I think Nick Saban saying that is interesting because what he's saying is you can do that here at Alabama. Can you do that somewhere else? Right. Now, is it $1 million? I doubt it. Is it six figures? There's no doubt. He's being rep by CAA. How many other 19-year-olds you know being rep by CAA to play football? And that's what I'm
probably not at. Many.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think when we talk about name, image, and likeness, it's not unlike regular free market capitalism. You and I know people that get paid more than us. We know people that get paid less than us to do the same job, right? It's about what people are willing to pay you. And at Alabama, they are willing to shell out because they want to be connected to the starting quarterback at Alabama, and he's got that job for 2 years.
Okay. Is it and again, I'm not trying to make problems for Alabama. I love the guys making money off name, image, likeness. But RJ, if he's making, as the headlines say, $1 million, and then he walks into his offensive lineman, and these guys are maybe getting $10,000 a guy, that might be stretching it. I don't know. Do you see potentially any problems in that kind of situation where your quarterback is making $1 million and, you know, you're just still going to class and not making anything?
You know, I don't like this argument either because we deal with this in the workplace all the time. And when I think about, like take the NFL, for instance, where we see this. You have a $30 million bonus baby quarterback, right? Do people take it out on him? They might jab him, but they know he's the quarterback.
Kirk Cousins. If your name's Kirk Cousins, yes, you get beat up a lot.
What? But you get beat up by who? Do you get beat up by?
Well, I would say fans and media. I don't think the locker room in Minnesota cares.
But the check clears, and you still play pretty doggone good football. You're an NFL quarterback. You start in the league. I think it's the same thing. And I think if these coaches are worth the money they're getting paid, they manage this and they manage it fine. They manage it well. I'll give you another example. Bob Hayes, as you very well know, one of the greatest Olympians we've ever had, came out of Florida A&M, right? And when he came back from winning all these gold medals, I believe in Tokyo at the time, one of the things that he was asked to do was go on camera, talk to newspapers, and get all these interviews. At the time, this tantamount to name, image, and likeness, because people are talking about you and people want to invest in you if you're being talked about. So Jake Gaither's head coach has his team have a meeting because the players come to him talking about, we don't like Bob getting all this attention. And they said, okay, if you don't like Bob Hayes getting all this attention, then beat him in a foot race.
Beat him, right.
Right. And I think that's what you're up against, right? Do your job, right? Because I think when you look at that team in particular, Evan Neal is probably the most talented dude on that team right now. Have you seen this kid? He's 6'6".
Massive, right?
Right. But he's also doing an exercise where he jumps 4 feet in the air and splits his legs and lands on some cushions. Yeah, right.
I have not seen that video. Right. That sounds painful, though.
Right, but for me, that's your most valuable player. And I don't think he has a problem with this because he wants the guy behind him to be happy and he wants him to throw touchdown passes. And I think if that's where you're coming from, if you're coming from a place of winning, all of this is in a wash.
Okay, if that's fair. What about the kid who's getting, and again, Bryce Young, I'll just use it as an example.
Right.
He knows that he's going to get paid down the road, big money from the NFL if he continues on this track. Do you foresee any situations where kids start getting the money and start thinking, ooh, maybe I don't have to work as hard. My social media's I'm getting $50,000 just because I have a large Instagram following. And if I bolster that, I can make more money instead of having to go to practice and work my butt off in the gym. Do you see that as a potential problem?
Saban actually spoke about this. He had a kid ask him if he could miss 7-on-7 so he could do an endorsement. And he said, I'm not going to let you miss practice to make 20 grand. You're here to practice. That stuff is ancillary. But I also look at it this way. The kids are about, like, I come up in a digital age, as you very well know. And affiliate marketing sucks. I can't stand it, right? Hey, we're going to give you this promo code. Use this promo code, and we'll give you a percentage of the sales, right? You know what people don't want to see on your Twitter, your Instagram, your YouTube channel? You trying promotion to hawk crap. Them stuff, yeah. right? They're going to turn on you real quick. You have to create some content to go along with that. And I'm really interested to see which one of the kids is willing to take on the second job that they would have to become to be able to make this money. And you usually can't do that and be a high caliber football player. But if you can, more power to you.
All right, we'll bring it full circle to wrap up. Where are Texas and Oklahoma playing football? What conference in 2023? We'll go 2 years down the road.
The Big 12.
Do you see Oklahoma leaving without Oklahoma State? Because I read somewhere that they're kind of tied together due to some state legislature.
Yeah, and I read the same thing too, and I need to talk to lawyers to get this, but...
Oh, boy, that sounds like fun.
Well, yeah, right, but I could see it. I mean, I could see them playing a part, but I don't see that happening either because, it doesn't make any sense for them to leave competitively, and I don't think it makes any sense for them to leave financially. I think you're in a good spot. Yeah. I think that you're also just trying to... You're doing what I think you should be doing, which is asking questions, right?
Yeah.
And if you're asking questions, fine. When you make a move, call me, right? Because nobody's done anything. They've just asked questions. Yeah.
It's weird, this whole like realignment. I can see it mushrooming out and becoming like four conferences with 16 teams or whatever.
Keep this in the back of your head. The college football playoff contract is up in 2025. That's how much time we have. Okay. We
can't even go to several years.
Yeah. We can't even go to 12 team expansion until then.
Yeah.
So who knows what else?
It takes forever.
Right.
And last question, how much pain is Texas A&M going through hearing this Texas report when you could argue this could be a playoff team in the Aggies, or do you think that's insane?
No, I don't think it's insane. I also think that Aggies fans are looking for any reason to try to A, claim that they're being cheated on. Right. And B, that they are the better team in Texas. And this is something I think your friends in Texas would actually cop to. There is a complex of both of those fan bases. And one is because in the case of A&M, you haven't won a national championship in football since 1939. And you move to a division that is run by the best college football team ever and the best program ever. So you're going to do everything you can to try to hang on to what you got, because all you get to say in the state of Texas is we're the SEC. And I don't know about you, man, but like I'm a little bit bigger than saying I'm with the SEC. No, I'm with my team.
Yeah.
I'm with my team.
Yeah, yeah. I'm with you. He is RJ Young. I mean, he's got a great podcast. He's a juggernaut on college football. And I know this. Your trivia is on college football is as good as anyone's, right? I mean, dominant, utterly. Now, I will be playing you in chess at some point. I did activate that account.
Okay.
RJ, a big chess guy. So I'm looking forward to it. All right, RJ, thanks a lot for the time, man.
Yeah, Mac, I
appreciate
you. Enjoy
Big buddy. 10 Media Day. All right, buddy.
Bye.
Allstate wants to remind fans that mayhem is everywhere, like at your pregame barbecue. While you prep your meats, that grease trap you forgot to empty is prepping to smoke your porch, garage, and the car inside. And without the right home and auto insurance coverage, the cost to repair this could eat up your savings. So bundle home and auto with Allstate to save and get protected from mayhem like this. Bundled savings vary and are not available in every state. Coverage is subject to policy terms and conditions.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.